Governor Rauter joins us now with one less thing to worry about on the list, and that is, will the schools stay open and are they paid for? So we've gone through a mild high five and congratulations for just about everybody but you, but congratulations on getting it done.
Well, Steve, thanks. You know, this is a wonderful step forward for our students and our teachers. We're putting them first where they deserve to be, and we're making sure that every student has a chance at an excellent education, regardless of where they live or where their family's income lies.
Now,
this is a wonderful step forward.
The Every Student Succeeds Act. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so that's a new federal law that came in under the Obama administration. And basically, it lays out parameters for states to receive federal funding for improving their school systems. And I'm very excited. We now have our Every Student Succeeds Act proposal approved by the federal government. It is a wonderful proposal. I think it's actually the best plan for improving education of any state in America. It was led by Dr. Beth Purvis, our Secretary of Education that I appointed for in the state government in Springfield. She's doing a phenomenal job. And basically, we are going to have the most rigorous accountability system, the most rigorous way of evaluating student growth and performance of schools of any state in America. And now with the best new education funding system of any state in America that is more equitable and fair for all students, we're on track in the future years to have the best schools in America. I'm very excited about it.
Well, that's the foundation for all of us. The foundation for all of us going forward is a great education system. And as you know, too many politicians talk a good game about it and don't deliver. So in a world of dysfunction in Springfield, seeing this work out has been mildly encouraging, to say the least. Now, what do you say to the anti-charter school types who are always concerned that if we fund charter schools, it's going to take money out of the regular public education system?
Well, what I say is it is important that parents who have lower incomes, who aren't as advantaged financially as higher income parents, that they are enabled to have choices in schools as well. Well, it shouldn't only be that high-income families can choose their schools.
Right.
And so having a system that allows equal funding for charter schools, charters are public schools. Any student can go to a charter school. They are public schools. Having them equitably funded on an equal basis, that's a fair thing. It's a good thing. And we got that done in the new education formula. We also got in a small but a program to create tax credit scholarships for low-income students whose families are struggling. Those parents often would like to send their child to a parochial school or a private school like higher-income families get to choose. They're not able to financially. And this program gives some more school choice to struggling families who can't make ends meet. That's a nice step in the right direction. This is more fair. It's more just. And it's going to create a better school system for everybody.
So state funding in public schools is up more than $1 billion since you took office. That's the good news. The question people might have is, where is that money being spent? Is it catch-up money, as in catching up for bills that are, you know, sitting around waiting to be paid? Or is it going to go to make sure that the best technologies in schools, will the schools spend it individually? Are they mandated on how they spend it? How's that working out?
Well, you're asking a great question, Steve. It's important, in my view, that we get rid of as many mandates and regulations and restrictions on our schools as we possibly can. We should free up our teachers and our principals to teach and support their students how they best see is appropriate for them. These mandates just get in the way. Our schools are over-regulated and restricted, and I believe that we should let excellent teachers pursue their profession and their passion and help the students as best they see fit. So we've got mandate relief in this new education funding bill as well. And, Steve, I am so proud that we've changed the way the money is allocated, but we also got more money. You know, before I became governor, the legislature cut school funding from the state four times in the prior 10 years, and that made us overly rely on local property taxes. It pushed our property taxes to be the highest in America, and it was a broken system. And I said, no more of that. The state's going to step up and do its fair share, and we're going to lower the gap between high-income and low-income schools. And we're going to do what's right and just. So we got more money for the schools. And the question is, how do we pay for it? We pay for it through government efficiency and effectiveness, bring down the cost of our bureaucracy so we don't have we don't have to keep doing these tax increases that the politicians keep wanting. We don't want to increase taxes. We want to bring those down over time. Two ways: make government efficient and grow our economy. We are not growing our economy fast enough. We have not been creating jobs at the pace we should. I've added about 120,000 net new jobs since I became governor, but I want to do triple that or quadruple that, and we can do it by getting the regulations off our businesses, by making a more dynamic, competitive economy, and that's what we're striving for. That's the way we can pay for our schools. That's the way we can pay for our human services and bring down our tax rates as well.
I want to ask one last question before I let you fly. The Sun-Times ran with a story that Cardinal Supich somehow, mediated a deal with you and Mike Madigan. And the way I read the story was more that he was encouraging everybody to get along. And I'm the last person to take any credit away from Cardinal Supich, but I was curious. Did you have any direct contact with him?
Sure. Well, I talk to the Cardinal on a fairly regular basis. I'm fond of him. Well, we talk a fair bit.
I think he's great.
He's good. I really respect him tremendously. I talked to him about the education funding reform bill. I believe the speaker did, and many legislators did as well. He's very passionate about it. He's particularly passionate about the school choice tuition tax credit program. And I haven't read the article in the Times, but I've been told about it, and I understand that, you know, his point was he's encouraging everybody to talk and to try to get along and find common ground. I strongly, strongly agree with the Cardinal on that. We need to find common ground. What we really need to do is change our system, change our directory, make our direction, make our economy more competitive, grow jobs, improve our school system, which we've made major progress in doing, and bring down our cost of government so we can reduce our tax burden. These are if we do that and get political reform, term limits and fare maps, which I'll never give up on. These are the steps that these are bipartisan steps. Democrats want them just as much as Republicans. We need to work together as the people of Illinois, and we'll get this done.
Yeah, by the way, everybody ought to support the governor on term limits and fare maps. The Supich quote, which jumped out for me, was, it doesn't mean just because one side wins, the other loses. There can be winners on both sides. And basically, he's just encouraging everybody in Springfield to be grown-ups and do their jobs. And It appears that we're headed down that path, so I hope you guys are going to be able to stay on it.
Yep, we're going to try to stay on it and keep his persistence is the key to success. We're going to make Illinois strong and proud for our children and our grandchildren. We're going to get it done.
Have a great weekend, Governor. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
That's Governor Bruce Rauner. Stand by. 8 o'clock hour. The great Finesse Mitchell is in town doing stand-up this weekend. He'll be here in just a second. Finesse, you're not here yet, are you?
No,
he's not here yet.
I'm on the way.
He's coming, though. And Dean Richards will join us. Dean coming in? Dean going to be live in studio? All right, Dean will be here live in studio as well. He's down the street at the Disney store putting silly hats on. And as soon as that important television is over, he'll be over here with us. CLTV joins us at 9 as well. And the news is next on 720 WGN.